na 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 Fancy Nancy, you got it all.
Boom, got it all, got it all. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. I see you already in the room this week on Movie Addict Headquarters at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be, wait for it, Hollywood Legends. So you don't want to miss that. It's the best of Betty Jo, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on TuneIn right here in Miramar. Just go to TuneIn right here in Miramar at 4 o'clock. All right. Or if you go to his Facebook page, you can see it there too, and he'll post the information. Okay. Let's start off with, let me see here. Some cereal I didn't get my list.
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Later, you're not making this easier. You're in my way right now. You sit. You sit. Oh, now you're gonna stand and make it more crowded. Are you going to sit? You sit. Why do you not sit?
I don't want to sit. Really, it's okay. I'm not just trying to be difficult. I really don't want to sit. I mean, do I look weak or something? 'Cause I could run 6 miles right now. Or do 20 push-ups. Maybe not one right after the other, but I could do them separately. You're older, so I think you deserve that seat. It's okay. No one's going to get mad at you for not letting a girl sit. Chivalry is nice, but I don't really need that right now. I'm not saving someone's life by insisting that they sit. At least not mine, because I'm not old or crippled or pregnant. You're just standing there, making it more crowded than it needs to be. Can someone else sit? Can someone else? Anybody else? Come on. Someone else sit. Please. Great. So now I have to rub up against you for the next stop because you refuse to just keep sitting. Can someone sit? Well, please, someone please sit on the seat so it's less crowded. Come on. I would do it. But I don't want to lose this argument. I'm sticking to my guns. No, I don't want a seat. I really don't want a seat. Gosh dang it. All this frustration is making me want to sit. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I make for you. I think they are entertaining and they make just you. Just sit. The seat is for you. The seat is for you.
Guy with a Doberman pincher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pincher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pincher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pincher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua?
That was Camille Theobald, Letters to People Who Pissed Me Off, and that was Jackie Martling. He's got a new book out from Bow to Stern. Go check it out. All right, I miss softball season, don't you?
Beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today.
seeing if you're paying attention. Throwing that in there, into the mix. Can't wait and can wait at the same time.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff shits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
They say I was a fool, but never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't want to wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run the line. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna blow no gas, I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was present and we all have a blast. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime.
And we'll be alright. I'm Mike Birbiglia. I got one of those last names that you always have to spell on the phone, like it's B as in boy, I-R, B again, I-G-L-I-A, and I wish my last name were just boy. I'd be like, it's B as in boy, and then the rest of the word boy. I'm Italian, but my family's not real Italian. We're like Olive Garden Italian. Sometimes people come up to me, they'll be like, in Italy, it's pronounced Birbiglia. I'm like, in America, you're annoying. It was tough growing up, you know, kids would call me names like Birbiglebug and Birbibliography and faggot. Mm. But I love being a comedian. I always wanted to be one. Even as a kid, before I knew what comedy was, I knew I wanted to be a short Jew. And my parents were like, "We're Italian." And I was like, "Stop your kvetching." As a kid, I wanted to be a comedian or a rapper or the owner of a pizza restaurant where third graders could hang out. Yeah. Rap was very different when I was a kid. It was very innocent. It was just like, ribbit or rap, 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 a rap-tastic. It's gotten so arbitrarily aggressive. Rappers will be like, "It's 2005, mofo." I'm like, "You're mad about the date? You gotta pick your battles, man. I mean, you get mad about that. No one's gonna believe you when you're mad about real stuff. Like, you crashed into my car, mofo. Yeah, but you were mad that it was 2005. You're like the boy who cried, mofo." There's certain things that rappers do that I really like. Like Busta Rhymes will have a good rhyme and he'll just say his name. He'll be like, "Cat in the Hat, and that was that, Busta Rhymes." Sometimes I'll do that with jokes. Like, I like drinking coffee, but if I ever reach a point in my life where the best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup, I'm not sure I want to wake up. Mike Birbiglia. Surprises people I want to be a rapper because I'm such a ridiculously white bread cracker. Sometimes I'll use the word cracker in my act because a lot of black comics use the N-word. I like to use the C-word. Like, me and my cracker friends were driving down the street in my Volvo station wagon and I said, "Hey, cracker, pass the sun chips." And he says, "Not till we get to the picnic, cracker." And I say, "Cracker, please." He's like, "Cracker, what?" But I said that at a show, and this black guy comes up to me after the show, and he's like, "You're my cracker." I was like, "Actually, sir, you can't call me a cracker. Only we can call each other crackers. You can say cracker, but not cracker." I actually have a habit of making awkward situations even more awkward. Like, I was moving a new bed into my apartment recently, and this woman who lived in the building opened the front door for me with her key, and she goes, "I'm not worried because a rapist wouldn't have a bed like that." Now, what I should have said was nothing. What I did say was, "You'd be surprised." And there's nothing you can say after that. You're just like, "Or whatever." I'm dating a girl right now. I realized recently what I needed to find was a woman who loves me for my money but doesn't understand math that well. I lived with a girl for a while. We worried about different things. One day I said, "What do you fear most?" And she said, "I fear you'll meet someone else and you'll leave me and I'll be all alone." And she said, "What do you fear most?" And I said, "Bears." It's nice being here this week. I had a weird summer. I went to a funeral recently and they handed out Kleenex at the beginning of the funeral, which I thought was a little cocky. Like, "Wait till you get a load of this funeral. You're gonna cry and cry. She's so dead." And I got a sympathy card, but I find that a sympathy card is a very underwhelming gesture in a way. It's like saying, "I know you're going through the deepest loneliness of your entire life, so here's a picture of a daffodil. I hope that works out for you." That's why I want to make my own sympathy card. Like, on the cover, I'd put a picture of a duck-billed platypus playing checkers with an apple, and then you open it up and it says, "The world is f***ed up." Mike Birbiglia. Thank you very much, Montreal.
Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Have a good day. And don't forget to watch my TV show tonight at www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Standard. Or Eastern. Eastern, that's the time. Okay, goodbye.